Hey there, Sharon Hornells from here with Superside Business. Let's talk about the real estate investment strategy and strategies that you can use to supersize and grow your business. And I'll share a couple of case studies, some of my favorite case studies, and some of my own personal experiences with the power of real estate investing to supersize and grow your business. Now, real estate investing, having actual real estate, owning property and buildings and assets, offers us a couple of things that help us to grow and build our business. A couple of advantages. One, we can always generate rental income with those properties. Number two, real estate over time tends to appreciate in value, right? There's fluctuation in the real estate market just like anything else, but different properties tend to over time appreciate in value. So if you're going to have a business and you're going to build it somewhere, a physical business and build it somewhere, you might as well own the real estate and the land that you're building that business upon, in my opinion. Also, it offers a hedge against inflation. What are some strategies and things we want to keep in mind? I'm going to share five areas that I think are critical and important that we keep in mind if we're using a real estate investment strategy. The first one is diversification. We want to make sure that if we're having that as a strategy, we're not focusing solely on one type, one geographical area, et cetera, of properties. The case studies that I'll share with you use real estate to do the things that I just mentioned, appreciate in value, create rental income, which is another stream of income for the business itself, and to hedge against inflation. Because guess what? Right now, we are in a huge inflationary time. No matter what the news or the media or the current administration tries to tell us, there has been a ton of inflation, and it's impacting all of us real people. And so real estate helps us to protect ourselves against that over the long term. We want to make sure we're doing market research. One of the most important things I learned in the real estate industry, and I've been in the real estate industry for, four decades. And that is making sure we're doing our homework, making sure we're studying the markets that we want to invest in or choose to invest in, as well as analyzing the local markets, analyzing the type of properties we're interested in buying and selling, et cetera. Third, we want to always do really in-depth financial analysis. Over time, a lot of us who invest in real estate create our own tools and templates and things, but there's a ton of them available online if you're just getting started. But you have to do the financial analysis. I subscribe to the theory and the belief that you make your money with real estate when you buy that real estate. And that means you need to buy it right. You need to buy it right. You need to do your homework. You need to know what your exit strategy is going to be, because that's going to determine how much profit you're going to make or not make on product, on property. The next strategy, the next thing we need to consider is risk management. We need to have things in place to reduce or mitigate our risk. That includes contingency plans, financing plans, backup strategies and plans, diversification plans, which we talked about, as well as legal safeguards, insurance coverage, things like that, which, you know, you'd think that would be no-brainers. If I'm buying a property, I'm going to insure it. But some people don't. And then somebody falls on their property and they get sued and they lose the property. And then five is strategic partnerships. In real estate, one of the most powerful things that we can do is partner with different people in different categories and different areas of expertise to help us reduce risk, to help us have access to financing, to help us have contingency plans, and to spread the risk out. Sometimes we form partnerships so that we can spread the risk out. Sometimes we form partnerships to help with financing. Sometimes we have strategic partners that are people that can help us sell the properties. So mortgage brokers, real estate agents, brokers, et cetera, can help us with different areas and aspects of real estate that we might not want to be experts in. When I first got involved in real estate, became an agent, then a broker, and then an investor. I guess I was an investor first, and then became a real estate agent and a broker to take advantage of some of the opportunities that are available in the market that other people don't have access to by having that access to that area of expertise. But you don't have to become a real estate agent. You don't have to become a broker, because there's legal protections of being that, but there's also legal responsibilities, and you might not want to do that. I, at the time, when was that? Early 2000s, maybe? I wanted to, because my ex-husband and I were doing a lot of real estate investing back then. So what are some businesses that have done this really, really well? And you've probably, I'm sure you know of all these companies, but you probably know, and maybe you don't know. I remember when I first learned about McDonald's, for example, they combined the franchising model with real estate investing and real estate ownership. And they did it for a couple of reasons that we've already talked about. Number one, because it allows them to have real estate all over the world and to expand and do the research and get properties that they know are going to appreciate in value over time because they're in a great high traffic location. And they get the franchisees that own, that operate their franchises in those areas, pay them rent to the corporate organization for the property that their facility is on. Incredibly powerful business model. Now, I think they're still the number one fast food chain in the world. I don't even know how many units they have now. Thousands and thousands of units all over the world, probably in most countries around the world. But they have the landlord-tenant relationship, which is kind of a symbiotic relationship, right? They want the tenants to succeed, so they keep paying rent. So they provide the systems and the franchising systems to support them to be successful. They also have a really young workforce, so the franchise model works really well for them. I think the average age of a McDonald's manager is like 21 or something. It's kind of mind-boggling. Amazon, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but around every big city, I've been traveling lately, around every big city in the country, Amazon warehouses are popping up because they are diversifying into the distribution portion of their business. Remember, they started out as an online bookseller, and now their plan is to be the behemoth of the world and to be able to sell products and services to people like within an hour all over the world. So they are expanding into real estate, buying and securing prime locations within a certain distance of their customers so that they can provide better customer service, faster customer service, so that they can control the whole distribution process as well as and fulfillment process. Apple is another one. They have created a series of flagship retail stores because they see the power of, and they've created a couple of destination ones. One isn't open yet. I can't remember what it is. I'd have to look. Where people can get hands-on experience with their products and services, which enhances the customer experience as well as gives them the foothold in the advantages of having prime real estate and prime other opportunities to generate income into their business. So curious, in the comments below, share, do you own any real estate? Do you invest in any real estate? Lots of people think their home is an investment, but if it's not going to ever generate any income for you and it's not going to appreciate and you're not going to make money on it, then it is or isn't an asset, depending on how you look at it. I guess there's lots of schools of thought of that, and that topic for another day. But do you own real estate for your business? Let's keep it specifically for business. And have you done any real estate investing? Share in the comments below. I've been investing, like I said, for probably 40 years. So lots of different types of investing, lots of experience in that particular industry and realm. That's it. Have an awesome day. Curious if you've ever considered real estate and real estate investing as part of your multiple streams of income to supersize and grow your business. All right. Have an awesome day. And I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.